Well, welcome back to hour number two, Larry Bluestein, along with Trevor Harris. We take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. We have NFL football right after our show. Good one, as I said before, Detroit and Baltimore, which will be coming your way immediately after our show. Thanks so much for all those who joined us in the first hour. If you missed any of the information or we'll miss anything here in the second hour, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. As we told you before, one of the programs that this first month of the season kind of took all of college football by storm for what they did, how they broke out of the gate. Because if you looked at the beginning of the season and you watched University of South Florida and saw Boise State on that schedule, and you saw Miami on the schedule, and you saw Florida, kind of daunting. Programs that have been established, but I will tell you this. The job that head coach Alex Golish and his staff and his players have done since he has arrived there has been amazing. As I said before, what they do during the summer to set the table during spring for the season is crazy. They have a week off. I know sometimes when you have momentum going, it's crazy to get that week off, but it's a great week to kind of look back, work on things that may have gone wrong, things that have gone right. You kind of perfect them a little bit. And Coach Alex Golish is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a great first month.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate you having me on, man.
A fun month for the program, for the school, for the students, getting a lot of publicity, letting everybody know that this is a program that certainly will not compromise and has worked extremely hard. Let's take a look at this first month that you have this week off. I mean, you have this week off from not playing. God, I know you. You're still going to be in that office at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I know that's not going to compromise. But let's take a look back at this month and what this coaching staff and what this team and what this support staff and all your fans and the alumni have gone through from just a positive standpoint.
Yeah, you know, I think it was certainly a schedule or a start to the season that had everybody's attention. And I think for our guys, it was easy to go into January and say, you know what, like every single one of these days matters, because if not, you're going to get exposed. And our guys have taken a really methodical approach and have truly trusted this one week at a time concept, but really beyond any of that, you know, we've got a big group of seniors. We've got 33 guys, and right now through this first month, our best players are our older guys, and also our hardest workers, and also our best leaders. And it certainly has taken the time to build that here to get to a point where it truly has become player driven, but having this schedule early, one, I think, set us up, whether we were going to have success or not, it was going to at least tell you where you were. And our guys played incredibly well week one against Boise, you know, and went to Gainesville. And whoever gave us a chance, whoever didn't, I don't think it super matters, but played incredibly intent on defense and had moments offensively where we looked like what you wanted to look like. I think very much a gutsy team win, you know, scored on special teams really 2 weeks in a row there, and a really gutsy win up in Gainesville, I think, to your point, has really energized our fan base, has energized our students, and really, really a lot of cool momentum here. As I sit here looking out my window, and we got actually brick on the ground, and we're building a stadium and building what I think is going to be the best football facility in the entire country. There's just so much momentum and excitement going right now here in Tampa.
Yeah. And I know you, and I know what you've been through, and you're a non-compromise guy. You know, there are those little things that you do in the off season, and because you've been through this before, and you've watched, you know, some of the, you know, how to build a program, and you know how success is made, and to convey when you go up to Gainesville. And listen, I watched the Miami-Florida game firsthand last week. Florida's got dudes. You know, I mean, let's put it in that perspective right now. Florida is a really good SEC football team. I mean, obviously on offense right now, they're sputtering, but defensively they fly to the ball, they make plays. Boise's the same way. Miami's the same way. And you played head and right up with those guys because of the fact that not only did you believe it, but you got a lot of these kids understanding that, listen, it's a four-quarter game. If we're in that game in the fourth quarter, we have a good shot to win. And that's what happened in three or four games this year. Talk about that, because I think that you're at that point where, you know, I mean, I watched you and I told you when you shook hands with Kalen DeBoer last year, there was a hurt in your eyes because you go, listen, we don't make these mistakes. We're right in this game. You know what it takes to win. You just have to convey that with a lot of the younger players who haven't been through this before. Talk about that process, because I think that process is slowly coming together, and I think by the end of this year, especially as you get into conference play, and you watched obviously Memphis against Arkansas the other day. I mean, come on, you know, I mean, this is a league that has a lot of players in it. Talk about this program and where you've come the first month and where you're looking to get to towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I think to your point, Larry, it's we're at a point in our program where the guys truly believe that they'll get as their work deserves. And I say that super humbly in the sense that I think year one in the program, there was a hope. And I think year two, there was some belief. But I think at this point, and you pointed out the Alabama game in our second year, really the Alabama game in our first year, like, these guys have gone and played at a high level against the best competition. On the flip of that, we've had some tough losses too, where we haven't played well. The one thing I could tell you is we've always played hard. It's been the detail and the focus that has separated those first couple of games this year from the entirety of the season. I think the challenge, and you said it, is can you consistently be the same team every single week? And more importantly than that, the elite teams, and you've done this longer than I have, Larry, like the elite teams, they get better as the season goes. And we're at a point where if we truly have become process-driven, which is all I've hammered since the day I got here, and you said it, this is my fifth time being a part of building from the ground up, and I've been fortunate that the previous stops I've been not just watching, but heavy involved in the building. And that's everything from hiring to recruiting to all of it. I think the biggest piece that in the times where it's been successful is the guys believe into being process driven rather than result driven. And that's not coach talk. I say the process driven piece simply that you don't get up for one game, down for another, up one game, down for another. You truly play to your standard in every single aspect of the game. And, you know, we just played what I think is a really good FCS team on Saturday and scored a bunch of points and had a bunch of success on defense. And man, I walked out of our team meeting this morning and a couple of our coaches are like, holy smokes, I felt like we lost. I'm like, yeah, I felt that way walking out of there too. We turned it over on offense once. We had a silly penalty on special teams. You know, our twos went out there and we keep talking about how great we've recruited, and our twos went out there and sputtered at times. Like, the standard's the standard. And I say that again with a lot of things that have gone positively, you're a couple plays away from it going the other way. And so the intent for us as a coaching staff, the intent as a group of players is that, man, you go right back to your process and you continue to fine tune it. You continue to fine tune your technique and fundamentals, because ultimately that's how you win games. And that's why you see elite programs win in October and November and play their best football at the end when it comes to championship games. And we're still continuing to build towards being able to be consistently process driven. We're closer than we've ever been. We certainly are. And I'll give our guys the credit that it has been really, really player driven up until this point. But you know, as well as I do, it's if you pull off for 1 second, just good enough to get beat. And I told our guys the same exact thing this morning, and I think they're mature enough to understand that.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And we're speaking with Alex Golish, head coach at University of South Florida. And the one thing, too, is you look at Clemson, you look at these programs who, listen, they've been recruiting at a high level for a long time. But if you take your foot off the gas for 1 minute, especially in this age of transfer portal and being able to revamp your entire team in a year. I mean, you know, like I just got done talking with one of our people at the University of Miami and talking about Miami had one of the worst defenses in the country last year. I mean, and all they do is you infuse all these young players, with some veteran guys and things change in college football is like that. And whether it be here or whether it be in Boise or at UNLV or any of these programs like that, things can change and you got to have the mentality and you do. And a lot of the kids like Byron Brown, your quarterback, who gets it? I mean, you could tell he gets it. Obviously, that's a guy who certainly is your leader on offense. But then you look at players who are making names for themselves, like Chaz Nimrod. Here's a guy that a lot of people didn't even know about. Then he has a couple of really good games, and he's thrust, into the spotlight, as a junior and on defense. You get some kids that make some big plays. So you get a lot of these guys in your area, and I saw it over the last couple of years from your camps and from your 7-on-7s, that a lot of your local coaches, and that's huge, whether people want to understand it or not, if you have support from your local high school coaches, within a 50, 60-mile radius, you're doing your job, because those are the recruits that are going to put fans in the seats, and especially with the caliber of talent in the state of Florida, and you get those type of players, and you never know, never know what's going to go on. But so what's on tap this week? So what do you guys, from your standpoint, I know it's not light work, but the kids, you kind of rest a little of the injuries. You try to prepare slowly for the, for Charlotte.
Yeah. So really a couple of things. One, heavy self-scout from a coaching standpoint, make sure what we're putting on film is not easily figure outable, I guess, in a lot of ways. Right. That's priority number one. Priority number two, you hit on it. You got to get some guys feeling really healthy. Knock on wood, we've stayed healthy through this stretch, and to credit to the kids and a credit to our strength staff. But getting physically and mentally kind of rejuvenated, it's a gauntlet. When you're playing the competition we're playing, it's a straight physical and mental grind. And the ability they had yesterday off, today was a relatively short morning. We'll start with kind of a normal Monday tomorrow. We'll have a normal Tuesday practice as coaches were preparing for Charlotte, getting ahead. And so essentially have a really good long practice, some Charlotte, some us, and then have another one that's a non-padded kind of fast tempo Charlotte, half us, half Charlotte practice, and then give the guys a little bit of time off on Friday. And then we play on Friday. So Saturday becomes a Sunday. And so we're right back at it, but give our guys the ability to go. A lot of these guys love going back to their games on Friday nights, go get a chance to go see their families for a little bit.
And
then give us a chance to get out and recruit. So we'll be out essentially Thursday night and Friday, go see a bunch of our committed guys, and then come back Saturday truly to a normal game week. So you feel like you're a little bit ahead, but Charlotte's got a bye week as well. So I think ultimately if we can, and I told our guys this morning, we will win this week if our guys are rejuvenated, we feel really healthy, we feel really fast, and we got a jump start on Charlotte to where we feel like when we hit the ground running next week, we're actually reviewing more so than installing.
Good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough spending some time with us on a Monday. We'll catch up with you. As always, thanks so much for making time. And the rest of the season is going to be a grind, and obviously you guys are ready for it.
Well, I appreciate it. Love what you do, Larry. Appreciate the heck out of you, man. You do it the right way.
You too, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Go Bulls.
Good stuff. Coach Alex Agolas, your head coach, University of South Florida. Great guy, great coach, and you've seen it firsthand over the first month of the season.